Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, you are almost at the end of the week. Put a smile on your face, and what a week it's been. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. We are going to have a long talk here in the open about putting in the work, saving the country, legal, local. This is going to be probably fairly in-depth, maybe more than one segment. Get ready for that. Tim Walz continues to be in serious political trouble. I'm not sure they're not going to dump the man. We have foreigners on the voting rolls. We're going to have a discussion about what's happening in the UK. Ben Stiller says he wishes he was black. Why the communist is violent. All kinds of emails. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before I do any of that, allow me to remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours, as you know, I answer whatever questions you email in. They don't even have to be political. Doesn't matter what it is. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Send them in. Send them in now. They're already starting to pile up. Let's begin. I'm going to begin here by reading a few things that sound separate. We'll start with two. Okay. You know what? We'll start with two. Speaking of emails. Those sound separate, but stay with me, okay? Because this is going to go to saving the country. What you have to do, not someone else, not Trump, not that. What you have to do. It's going to go to all these things, so stay with me. Hey, follically challenged Burgermeister. You always talk about the hive mind and the religious fanaticism of the commie left. I have noticed recently when the commie-like head of the AFT went on her crazy rant, and when Tim Walz spoke to White Dudes for Kamala Group, they end their rants with the phrase, do the work. Do the work. Guy says, you have any idea where this phrase originated? What's the meaning? What's the significance? So on and so forth. Okay, so that's that email. Do the work. They do say that a lot, don't they? And there's another email. Jesse, you were in rare form on Wednesday, so on and so forth. How are we to be patient enough to slowly take back the country legally and locally? Please talk me off the ledge. His name's Joe. Okay. And you know what? Let's play that a little bit. Her name was Becky Pringles, NEA president, Becky Pringles, National Education Association. So this is an educator. And there was a lot of talk about doing the work.
We can do this work. We must do this work. We get to do this work. We will do this work because our students are depending on us.
Why do they love that term? Why do they talk like that? Tell you what, pause on that for a moment. You know, football. We're actually going to do a couple different football analogies. I love it. I used to be a football freak. I just absolutely adore it. And so I spent so many years watching it. So just buckle up for some football analogies. Here's one for you. Brett Favre, in case you're not a football person, he was an amazing quarterback, Hall of Famer, retired now. I listened to him do an interview one time. and he was talking about his decision to retire. When was it finally time to retire? Because he hung on and hung on and hung on, and finally he hung up. And he said, well, it wasn't the games. Everybody loves the games. Everyone loves to play the games. He said, I go on for years more. If I could just show up on Sunday, hand me some shoulder pads and a football and say, Brett, go out there and play. He said, you know it's time to retire. Not when you fall out of love with playing the game, because that never happens. You know it's time to retire when you don't want to show up at 6 a.m. on Monday and lift weights. When you don't want to skip dinner with your wife, your kids, to stay at the practice facility and study extra film. When you don't want to do that anymore, when that becomes too much for you, that's when it's time to retire. Not when you don't want to do the sexy things, the game, the lights, the fans, the cheering, the cheerleaders, everything's wonderful. Everyone loves that. When you don't want to show up with no fans, no cheerleaders, no TV cameras, when you don't want to show up and sweat and lift anymore, that's when it's time to go. Now, back to the phrase. One more football analogy, and I swear on my life I won't use another one tonight. I hate the New England Patriots. Shout out to everyone at the great WRKO in Boston, but I was a Giants fan forever, and the Patriots were so great forever. That's why I hate them. I have a ton of respect for them, though. My voice cleared. Respect. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. I just have so much respect for how they ran things. I hate them because they were better than everyone else forever. And I remember one of the seasons they had a rallying cry for their team. This is how often I watched that team, even though I hated them. Do your job. You remember that? Patriot fans out there, do your job. What did that mean? It meant, look, if you're the offensive guard, you're not Tom Brady. You're probably, outside of Boston, not going to get stopped in the supermarket to ask for an autograph. Most people won't even know your name. But if you don't do that unsexy block the next play, Tom Brady gets his head ripped off by Michael Strahan and your team loses the game. You have to learn to do your job. The unsexy things, the grind. Now back to politics. Why do they speak this way so often?
We can do this work. We must do this work. We get to do this work. We will do this work because...
Back to the email. How can we be patient enough to take back the country legally and locally? Let me tell you something. If you're in love or passionate about politics because of the presidential election this November, and that's the only thing that motivates you to stay involved, to be an activist, to put in the work, to do, if Donald Trump's election in November is the driving force that keeps you going, you're finished. You're not going to make it. You like the sexy things. You are living for the day the presidential election happens and, Lord willing, Trump wins and we could all celebrate that night and feel good about ourselves. And woo-hoo-hoo, that's the Super Bowl, baby. Everybody loves that. Everyone wants to play in that game. If that is your drive, you're not going to make it. If your drive is, I can't wait till we smash the commies and run them out of this country and see final victory, which we're going to do in November or maybe another couple years. If that's what you think this is going to look like, you're not going to make it because you don't love practice. You've got to learn to love the practice the way the communist loves the practice. Your liberal Aunt Peggy is not in this for November. Oh, don't get me wrong. I know she's all in on November. She's also all in on May. She's all in on June. She's all in on July, August, September, October, and not just of the year 2024, of 25, of 26, of 2057. Liberal Aunt Peggy will be out there doing the work, putting in the grind.
We can do this work. We must do this work. We get to do this work.
If you want to play in the Super Bowl and Liberal Aunt Peggy wants to lift weights at 4 a.m., Liberal Aunt Peggy's going to stomp you into the ground. If you want victory now, next week, tomorrow, November, and don't learn to love the grind, we won't make it. Here's another headline. It's a little example. Final example, and then we'll move on. I want to talk about other things. 18 Republicans ask Mike Johnson to save Biden's green energy subsidy deluge. Joe Biden's taking hordes of your money and handing it out to communist groups all across the country. 18 Republicans have tried to get Mike Johnson to not stop it. I could list them for you. I'm not going to bother, though, but I'll just point out one name. Not even meaning to pick on him. It was just the first name that jumped out at me. Don Bacon of Nebraska. Don Bacon of Nebraska siding with the communists. How could he do such a thing? Oh, wait a minute. Don Bacon just had a primary. Huh. Look at that. 112,000 Republicans showed up in the general election to vote. But when it came time to primary Don Bacon out, half of those Republicans even bothered to show up. And the ones who did voted for Don Bacon 62-38. We can't be bothered to even get off the couch and replace loser Republicans. Until that changes, the country cannot be saved. If we're going to see ourselves as just Super Bowl players, it's just Trump or bust. It's over. Either we fall in love with the grind the way they fall in love with the grind, or we cannot win. All right? All right. That's enough. That's enough of that. Maybe I'll make one final point on it. Before I make that final point, let me make this final point about your dog. There are a few things that hurt worse than having to bury your dog. I have had to do it many a time in my life. Usually we had to go dig the hole ourselves. That's a teary dig, I'll tell you that much. And I know Fred will be gone one day. There will be a day where I come sit behind this microphone and I tell you Fred's gone. And that's going to friggin' hurt. And I hope that day is as far away from now as humanly possible. That's why we give Fred Rough Greens. We pour the all-natural nutritional supplement Rough Greens on Fred's food so he can live longer and healthier. Vitamins, probiotics, whatever he needs to live a healthier, happier, longer life. Go get a free jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're just going to let me finish up my point here. Then we'll move on to some other emails, other things. I have a ton of stuff I want to try to get through before we get to Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. So just one last word on this. They use the term do the work, do the work, do the work. They're always using that term. Do the work. We have to do the work for us because we want to save America now. You want to save America now. That sounds like too much work. It sounds like too long of a process. No, Jesse, we don't have time to take back school boards. If we don't save DC now, it's over. No, it's over if we don't fall in love with the work. If we don't fall in love with the unsexy things. You know, I talk all the time about school board and city council and these all these local important things that we're supposed to take. So let me go ahead and just dump all over that process for you. You know, no one's going to cheer for you. Not many people. Oh, don't get me wrong. Your family and friends will be very, very proud of you. When you show up at campaign events, you show up campaign events, I've got to tell you something. They're not going to look like Donald Trump rallies. The last local political event I did, I was moderating a forum here in Texas. And this was supposedly a very, very powerful forum here. And it was a big deal. This is a big deal in the state of Texas. Maybe 50 people in the room, maybe. The local thing I went to before that, it was a meet and greet for local city council candidates. It was at a local restaurant and brewery. I think there were 9, maybe 10 people in the place. When you choose to get involved, when you choose to start taking back your country by taking back your community, it's not going to involve television cameras and autographs and, can I take a picture with you for Instagram? The crowds are not going to cheer your name. You may never speak. You probably won't ever speak in front of a crowd. It's just going to involve work. It's going to involve knocking on doors, talking to people. It's going to involve speaking to a room of 8 people, not 80,000. It's going to involve phone calls. It's going to involve skipping dinner with your wife, with your husband that night because you have a campaign event to go to and nobody's going to call you up and get a statement for the New York Times to thank you for your sacrifice. Nobody is. And the thing is, that's the work the communist does and loves. And that's the work we don't do currently. And that's the work that wins elections and wins nations. You know, right now, let's make this nationally. Right now, there's a great deal of concern. Understandably, the polls are tightening. Trump's not way ahead anymore. He's ahead, not way ahead. Are we going to be able to do it? And now so much of the discussion right now is about the Democrat machine that we're up against. You probably heard that before. I'm pretty sure I've said that before. The Democrat machine. We're up against not Dome. We're up against the machine. The machine. But what is the machine? That's a funny term. It's a very ominous sounding term. But what does it actually mean? What the machine is so many different people in different places from different walks of life choosing to get involved, and so many of these filthy communists across the country have chosen to get involved, that now they have a machine. So when they need 1,000 people to show up and make phone calls for Congressman Comey out of Pennsylvania, boom, they just need to snap their fingers. 1,000 people are right there, ballot chasing. We have not had that. We do not have that yet. We are getting better. I do want to encourage you in this. We are getting better in the emails. I get so many emails now from people who are doing the work, putting in the work. Jesse, I'm running. Jesse, I ran and lost. I'm going to run again. Jesse, I ran and won. We're changing our school board. Jesse, I ran for my HOA. And remember this. Remember, I want to make sure I remind you of this. You do the work you feel needs done. Just because I bring up school board a lot because I think it's so critical, or a state house, that doesn't mean that's what you're meant to get involved in and do. And maybe you're not meant to be the candidate. Now, maybe you are, but maybe you're not supposed to be the candidate. Maybe you do artwork. I have a son like this. My oldest son, James, insanely talented with his things he can draw and do and code and things like that online. He can just, by hand too, but he's just amazing in that. What if he wanted to get involved politically and maybe that was a way he could get involved? Make funny cartoons, artwork for a candidate. That counts. It doesn't have to be you on the school board, you as a state senator, but it does have to be you. Not the person next to you. Stop looking at your wife. Don't nod over at your husband. You putting in the work, whatever work you can do. And I need to stress this. You might find yourself, as I'm someone who's done this for many, many years now, you might find yourself having fun, meeting like-minded people. You might find yourself on the back end of a race you win. And let me tell you something. You think it's going to feel good if Donald Trump wins this November? Go put your blood, sweat, and tears into a local race of some kind and come out the winner on the other end. You're going to go to sleep with a smile on your face that night. And not just because you got yourself a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $69.98 right now. Those are on sale. That's not the only reason you're going to go to sleep happy. You're also going to go to sleep happy because you took advantage of the queen size premium MyPillow sale, $19.98 right now. And of course, you're going to go to sleep happy because you put in the work. Go grind, put in the work. And whether you win, whether you lose, you'll still have your MyPillow mattress topper that you got on sale for $69.98. Maybe even a six-piece towel set for $25. Either way, go run for office, help someone who is, and go to MyPillow and fill up your bed with amazing, comfortable stuff from the incredible company that's been using your money to promote your values. It's very rare we get to shop with a company like that, but MyPillow gives us the opportunity to do so. MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, use the promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. We're going to get to some emails. Someone isn't sure he can vote for Trump, and we're going to get to a bunch of different things here, but first, I need to talk about me. What, Chris? You remember last night's show? If you don't remember the show, remember, you can download iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can go download a podcast of it. But do you remember last night's show? This is a little bit of a longer clip, but do you remember when the Oracle came on here and said this? One of the main things Democrats do, they do it so well, is they use military mascots. They will take someone who served in the military, because military service is oftentimes, not always, oftentimes a reflection of patriotism. They'll take someone who has service in the military, and they'll grab that guy, and they'll run that guy or run that gal. And what it does is, it kind of, you know, that Rust Belt, my family member, that Rust Belt Democrat. Oh, yeah, they're not really down with the tranny stuff. That's kind of gross, and they don't get all that. But, I mean, look, Walls served. Look, he was in the Army for 24 years. So it's enough to placate the Rust Belt Democrat and convince the Rust Belt Democrat they don't really hate the country as much as they do. Walls was supposed to be that guy. So that was me talking about why they picked somebody like Tim Walls, trying to calm down older patriotic Democrat, Rust Belt, union worker Democrat. You pick someone like Walls to placate them. You remember when I said that? Convince them they don't hate the country. I swear on my life, I did not know this was coming out. This came out today about Kamala Harris and her team. Quote, almost immediately after Biden dropped out, her team concluded that it most likely had to be a middle-aged white man for many of the reasons Barack Obama chose Biden as his running mate. It's not rocket science, said a person familiar with the Harris campaign's thinking. Let's just face it. There's a lot of sexist, racist white dudes out there in America who don't like Trump, but just need a little extra validation. What's that, Chris? What were you saying? Don't say you hate this job. That's not very nice. Look, sometimes when the Oracle makes calls and predictions, sometimes Chris has to wait a while before he has to bring up these old clips. Sometimes it happens within 24 hours. I'm excited for him to get to do things like this. No, all right, quit. Me being obnoxious aside. The American Democrat, once you see it, you can't unsee it. He has to walk a tightrope. A very careful tightrope at all times. He has to look at the America-hating demons, the climate change nutters, the LGBTQ, the Black Lives Matter, he has to look at the animals, and he has to kind of let them know, hey, guys, hey, I think America sucks too. This place sucks, and I'm gonna hurt people. I promise. I'm going to hurt everyone you don't like. Just stay with me. I'll burn the country down. But he has to look to the other side. He has to look to that Rust Belt Democrat, the blue-collar Democrat, the older Democrat, the Vietnam veteran Democrat. He has to look at the other side and at the same time say, hey, we don't hate America, right? I mean, we have some things we kind of need to improve, but hey, how could we hate America? Look, we picked Tim Walz. Look at that. Look at his uniform. See the Army uniform? He served. See, don't think we hate America. See, you're going to keep voting for us, right? Constantly walking the tightrope, and once you see it, you can't unsee it. Let's do some emails before I talk about why communists are so violent. Dear Jesse, with the upcoming election offering a choice between Trump and Harris, conservative voters face a dilemma. Trump is likely to address critical issues like border policy and inflation, but his compromises on abortion and his support of LGBTQ woke agendas raises concerns. He's shifted to a pro-abortion stance despite his awareness of the need to appeal to Christian voters. Many conservative Christians are considering not voting for him due to his stance. Should voters support him despite these shifts or withhold their votes to signal discontent with candidates who compromise on core values? His name is... never mind. He told me not to use it. Okay, so I'm not going to use your name. Okay. Well, I'm not going to repeat what I've said a bunch about how I don't tell you how to vote. I just want you involved, caring, and voting. That's not my job to tell you who to vote for. I have always told you who I'm going to vote for. I tell you in primaries, even though people get mad about that, whoever was voting for someone else, they get mad about that. I don't give a crap if you're mad. I tell you who I'm going to vote for. I told you who I was going to vote for in the primary. I tell you who I'm going to vote for in the general. Everybody knows I'm voting for Donald Trump this November. But I've never told you you have to. We don't have a, are you voting for Trump problem? We have an apathy problem. If you care enough that you're involved in Trump's shift on some of these core issues bothers you to the point you're not going to vote for him to make a point, you're not going to vote for him in order to use your power, good for you. I'm fine with that. I do want to just say this to you, though. Trump's haters and Trump's worshipers, they share the same thing. And that thing is they've bottled up everything they either love or hate, and they've projected it onto one man. I don't do that with Trump or any politician. I never have, and I never will. Depending on whether you're a Trump hater or a lover, you either are completely insulted when I say this or you love when I say this, but Donald Trump is a rental car to me. I'm not saying he has to be to you, but to me, he's just like every other one of them. He's a rental car. I'm going to use him to get as far as I can get on the things I care about. And when he's done, when I'm done with him, I'm going to dump him on the side of the road and move on to the next rental car who comes along. I'm not looking for a savior on this planet, and I know we're not going to have one to assume the office of the presidency. No one man, even if he was perfect, could go in there and right all the wrongs and drain the swamp and cure all the ills. It's not possible. We're not in a place yet as a nation where that kind of a thing is possible. My thinking in voting for Trump this November is he's going to at least slow down the bleeding. At worst, he's going to slow down the bleeding. At best, maybe he stops it and does some healing, but at worst, he slows down the bleeding. When I go vote for Trump this November, which is what I'm going to do, that's why I'm doing it. I have a reason for it. I'm not saying your reasons have to be my reasons, but When Trump disappoints me on something like the pro-life stuff, and he did, and I've been honest with you about that, when he embraces more of that rainbow garbage crap, and that bothers me. It bothers me. I'll call it out. I'll talk about it. But he's still a better option than Dome, and that's why I'm voting the way I'm voting. If all we get out of it is some border security, I don't know that he's going to be able to do much about inflation just because the spending is so out of control. The spending and printing's out of control. And Trump did that too, right? They all do it. So, but if it's border security alone and better foreign policy, is that everything I want? No, it's not even close to everything I want. But it's better than we'd get with Dome. I'm not telling you you have to vote that way. If you care enough, that's what matters to me. Care enough. I tried to explain to everyone during the primary. I tried to explain to DeSantis supporters and Donald Trump supporters, you're alike. You want the same things. You may have different methods on how to get there. You may disagree on the best vehicle to get there, but try not to tear each other apart because you want the same things. We're going roughly the same direction. So whatever you do, if you care enough to do it, that's fine. But that's why I'm voting for Trump. All right? All right. Let's talk about why dirty commies are so violent. Why is it so natural to them? There's a thinking behind all this. Before we get to that, I want to get to this. I want to get to corporate America. We fund so much of the worst stuff we see. I think back on, remember Pride Month, how horrible that was? But Pride Month wasn't just terrible because it was the U.S. Air Force having drag rallies at its Air Force bases. The main driver of what made Pride Month awful was the endless corporate activism, the billboards and the commercials, and it's in every freaking movie, and it's awful. We have got to start being more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money, and switching your cell phone is one of the easiest ways to be more purposeful about that. Switch to Pure Talk. You don't need Verizon. You don't need AT&T. You don't need T-Mobile. There's a patriotic cell phone company with the same 5G network, and you'll pay half. There are no reasons not to switch. And I know that's a double negative, but I'm uneducated. And it's easy. Pick up your phone right now. I'll do it with you. Dial #250 say Jesse Kelly. #250 say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Having a grand old time out here. I do think Tim Walz, I said it last night and I really do mean it. This stolen valor thing for Tim Walz is becoming a really, really, really big deal. And you can tell when there's a story out there, a bad story out there, normally, because there's so much information, there's so much news, normally a bad story is gone in 24 hours. That's kind of about 24, 48 hours. Honestly, if I, what's something bad I could do? If I got busted with a kilo of cocaine tonight, I got pulled over, I have a bunch of cocaine. I don't have any cocaine, but if I had some, that would obviously be something that would hit the news. It'd be in the New York Post. The shoot would probably be on the front page of the New York Times. They'd love that. Conservative radio host busted with cocaine. And it would be a big, big, big deal. For about a day. If that. And then everyone would move on. Everyone would move on. The Tim Walz thing, the Tim Walz stolen valor, claiming he walked in battle and didn't, running out on his troops right as they were about to deploy. This is not a thing that lasted 24 hours. We're on 72 hours now. And how you can tell this is becoming a huge problem for the communists is it has broken out of the right-wing news sphere. You know, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to talk about it because it bothers me. Clay and Buck, they're going to talk about it. Glenn, Sean, they're going to sit down. They're going to talk about it. It's going to be something they talk about. That's the right-wing news sphere. The right-wing websites you go to, whatever it may be, Town Hall, Breitbart, they're going to talk about it. That's the right-wing news sphere. So you can get something going in that right-wing news sphere. Did you know that CNN, they are now reaching out to one of the troops Tim Walz left behind? The guy's been speaking publicly about Walz running out on them and lying about his service. CNN is now reaching out to this guy saying, hey, we need you to come on for an interview. This story is not dying. It is doing something that is very, very rare this day and age. It is snowballing. It is gaining size. It is gaining momentum. And it is gaining speed. And I am telling you right now, I'm not predicting this. I'm really not ready to go there. Tim Walz might not be on this ticket in the end. Because you're not allowed as the VP pick. I know it would be crazy. I know it'd be a lot of work to yank him now. But as the VP pick, you are supposed to help. In the very least, you're supposed to plug a couple holes, patch some things up. You're not allowed to bring down the ticket because you're relatively unimportant. VP is not something that drives votes. What, Chris? Chris said, who do they go with? They can't go with Shapiro. Look, I don't know who you would go with from there. And I'm not saying they're going to dump him. I'm really not, because it would be a lot. Now it looks so chaotic. You already kicked out Joe, and then you hand-selected Dome when she didn't go out there and win any primaries. And then you picked this guy. You've tried to cram a lot into the course of about the last 3 weeks, and trying to swap out VPs, probably a bridge too far. That's why I'm not ready to predict they're going to do it. But right now, Tim Walz is dragging down the ticket, and to the point where the GOP, the right, is actually doing this very smartly. They're circling like sharks in the bloody water. There are now, I just saw Scott Pressler was doing this with his early vote action pack. Scott Pressler is one of these grassroots guys who's registering Republicans, doing some great work on the ground. I love the guy. He's a great guy. He now has a brand new veterans action group that is reaching veterans across the United States of America, including in swing states, bringing this message to them. Tim Walz was a man who was supposed to bring in the blue-collar guy, the white guy, the hunter, try to convince them that these people aren't a bunch of white-hating communists, which is what they actually are. Tim Walz has become a liability, a big-time liability. And I don't know. I don't know if he's going to make it. Look, this is on MSNBC.
In his 24 years of service, the governor carried, fired, and trained others to use weapons of war many times. Governor Walz would never insult or undermine any American service to this country. In fact, he thanks Senator J.D. Vance for putting his life on the line for our country. It's the American way. And then they went on to say they specialized Tim Walz in heavy artillery and had weapons for proficiency and sharpshooting.
I'm going to let her keep going. Just understand, you're reading an official campaign statement. This is from Harris Walz. They're now playing defense to the point where they're saying, oh, we really, J.D. Vance, he served well. That's how bad they're hurting right now.
Also talked about the fact that he served in Operation Enduring Freedom there. And he talked about the fact that he sort of was someone who was a leader in the military, but they are not specifically saying whether or not he misrepresented his time. They're not really engaging specifically on the idea of whether or not, as the Trump campaign is saying, that he lied about this, but they are saying, here's what he did say. So it's interesting to see the campaign respond, the Harris campaign respond in this way. They've been fast about responding. They've been very clear and engaging when it comes to reporters on this, though we still have a question of whether or not he misspoke in that specific moment, or whether or not this was sort of something that he did that was a falsehood.
Tim Walz is doing what the VP is not allowed to do. He's dragging down the ticket. And that leads me to this point. You want to feel good about something before we sign off? Well, we're not signing off. We still have two more hours. Before we sign off for a minute, you want to feel good about something? Democrats are so disconnected from reality and normal people now that in all their vetting of their VP candidates, they didn't think this was a big deal. They thought this, they were just going to breeze on past it. It's a big deal. And there's a large veteran population in this country. A big deal. Smile about that. All right. Finally, violent commies. Why are they that way? Next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.